Sydney's best breakfast.
2GB.
Oh no, Kevin Rudd is not going to like this. Donald Trump has appeared on British TV. He sat down with the broadcaster Nigel Farage and they've discussed a range of topics, and in a bit of a surprise, Australia has copped a mention. In particular, our ambassador to the United States, Kevin Rudd. Nigel Farage asked the former US president what he thought about Kevin Rudd, considering past comments made by Mr. Rudd, who's now our man in Washington, D.C. Now, I wonder, did Donald Trump go easy on Kevin Rudd? I doubt it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Would you take a phone call
him? He won't be there long if that's the case. I don't know much about him. I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but I don't know much about him. But if he's at all hostile, he will not be there long.
The Trumpster giving it to K-Rudd. I hear he's a little bit nasty. I hear he's not that bright. And if he's hostile, he won't be there long. Now, Kevin Rudd has previously labelled Donald Trump the most destructive president in history and a traitor to the West. So how do you reckon that's going to go down if and when Donald Trump wins the election at the end of the year in the United States, becomes president again, and strolls back into the Oval Office in the White House? How do you reckon he'll respond when his chief of staff comes into the Oval Office and says, look, we've got the Aussie ambassador who wants to catch up for a chat, a Mr. Rudd? I don't think so. So will Kevin Rudd respond to that? I don't think so. Now, Kevin Rudd will have difficulty containing himself because he'll want to respond, but he won't. He'll realise too much is on the line, including Australia's relationship with the bloke who is probably going to be president again, Donald Trump.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.